punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
You believe it? We are starting show number 11 with Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner, but Gene, who the hell are you?
I am Noise Punk. Yo, welcome to show number 11. Here we are again. We got some special guests. That's two for the price of one, Chuck, no doubt.
Yeah.
Who do we got, Chuck? You tell him.
We got the composer, Artur Campella.
And the bassist, Jose Mora. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
In the mic. If you don't speak in the mic, nobody gonna hear you, motherfucker.
Very good.
Okay, good. So, I'm going to talk. Artur, I've known for a long, long time. In fact, we went to school together back in the days. Artur, say hello.
I know him too, by the way. I should mention, but
say a big hello.
Mention first, then.
I know him too. Hello, Artur. How are you?
What are you guys?
Yeah, but you know him sexually.
What is that? My wife is listening to that.
Yeah, so is my wife, god darn it. But anyway.
I don't think my wife's
supposed to leave your guys alone.
Yeah. And leave the cream.
Okay.
Wap, 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 wap.
I'll put that in later. Okay. All right, so we're going to listen to music of Artur Campella. And later on, I think there's going to be a special surprise of a live studio performance. Our first one ever.
Yeah, well, first one.
No. You know, Dan Barrett did one once.
Yeah, Dan Barrett was. Yeah, how many Dan Barretts you had
there
here?
There was like three of them.
The Transylvanian Maniac. He is the spokesman for Dan Barrett.
Yes, there was quite a few Dan Barretts. So, first of all, Arthur, tell me, you know, we've known each other a long time, but you could tell the audience and us about how you got into, this is Charles' question usually, what are you doing composing music? How did you get into composition?
You have something to say for me?
Oh, yeah, you have a spokesperson too?
I do. How do I get into composition? Back in the day, I like music, you know. I don't. I play guitar, I sing, things are, you know, like fragments of your life. They go.
The fragments of your life.
That's exactly. I don't know.
Well,
you know.
Hold on. But were you dissatisfied with what was written, and you wanted to make your own contribution? Could that be one reason you started writing Artur?
Well, you always write because you have a reaction to things that you see around you. You know, because if you have like a medium at least to express yourself, it's not just your person. If you don't, you know, if you're not just handicapped with curses and, you know, so shit, look at this. You have other mediums, you know. You
like Charles, like he curses all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, Gene, you're a priest, you bastard.
And, actually, Jose, before you came, was telling me that you've been playing together for 20-something years.
Yeah. 22 years.
20 years. How'd you guys meet? Do you, like...
We met back in Rio, in Brazil, I think 1984, something like that. He needed a bass player for his band, and people know me, a guy who like to play crazy things, and Artur has crazy things, you like crazy things, is a big deal, yeah, it's a great match. So.
That sounds good. That's kind of like Charles, like people knew that I like crazy, insane people, so I bought him.
I'm just eccentric, I should mention. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, because in Brazil, where we, you know, I came from before I became half of me is already a New Yorker.
American.
So I would say that in Brazil, we have similar problems and similar questions that you have I would say nowadays all over the world, but probably you have like things that are. Wait, this is my.
Oh, the telephone! Yay, who's calling?
That's not
calling.
Let's
see who's calling.
Who is it?
No, but it's not calling. It's like my cell phone is like out of battery.
Oh, that's not fun. Because usually when people call, we put them right on the air.
We will.
Well, if they call, but nobody calls.
We will, because I think that my wife will sometime. Anyway. Nobody needs to know that I'm married. Do they?
No.
I'm kidding.
For the ladies. All right, so let's get serious here. Let's get some music going.
We will. Just to say that you know, we have. I first when I was working with Jose, my main interest was to work with new timbristic textures and whatever, but working under the skin of the popular music. Mm. You know, using the popular music at that time as a way to question its own, you know, parameters, the things
right.
that were repetitive in it, and how can we, like, bring redundancy to a certain, you know, spot, and so on and so forth. Similar to, you know, people did here, like Frank Zappa, like Gene Pritzker, and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, yeah, definitely the idea is the same, to take an art form... that you like, but perhaps you think that you could do it differently. I'm not saying better, but just differently. And that's I do that with hip hop. I like hip hop, but I know that I do different things with it. This is what I want to hear, yeah. And that's what you do. I think with bossa novas. When I heard your bossa novas,
distinctive stamp.
I mean, I don't know what bossa novas sound like, but yours have exactly a distinctive stamp of their own. They're still bossa nova, you know.
Right.
So, can we hear one?
Yeah, we can. I mean, for sure.
Cool. Great. So, what would be the name of that bossa nova that we're gonna hear right now? Arthur.
Which one was that?
Something with an A and an H, you were saying.
O and an Olhos, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Olhos teus verdes, because it's kind of a green eyes-ish, like reflecting the sea and so on and so forth.
Okay, and who's playing? You and Mauro?
Yeah, it's a tape that we did together in his home, and then we kind of, you know, play around with the idea.
It's, okay.
I play my show sometimes.
Great. So, a bossa nova by Arthur Campella.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
E sal derramado, espraiar do teu corpo no corpo do mar, língua lá a reter o meu sul combatendo o meu céu. És uma onda de luz muscular a quebrar fundo na beira do olhar que desfocado em ti espuma mar. Areia engole luz, com sua garganta exposta à luz, a segredar-me desejos do amar e não ser feliz. Amar e não ser feliz. Amar e não ser feliz. Amar e não ser. Olhos teus verdes e o mar, meu amor, torpor sem paz. sobre tuas latitudes de flor a se espreguiçar. Teu balanço, o caminho do mar, faz lembrar da canção de um tom líquido e sal, derramando espraiar do teu corpo no corpo do mar, língua lar a reter. Batendo meu ser, mais uma onda de luz muscular a quebrar fundo na beira do olhar, e desfocado em ti, espuma mar em mim, areia engole.
Olhos Teus Verdes by our guest Artur Campella here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. We should mention that Joe was our bassist, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And backup vocals, or is that all Arthur?
And what?
The backup vocals. Was that you or the two?
No, Arthur.
Yeah. The vocals were...
Both, because it was two.
Yeah, it was one take we did, and then... Yeah,
but I heard two people singing at one point.
I know, because we put a voiceover.
Oh, it's called overdubbing, you fool.
Ooh,
you're
computer.
The one with the technology here, man.
Computers are beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so that was really hot, and I really dug that piece, and maybe later on you guys will form some more for us. But let's get to some nitty-gritty.
All right.
I know you have some orchestral, some chamber, some kick you in your head. I've always liked and loved Arthur's chamber and orchestral music, where he makes instruments don't sound like the instruments you've ever heard them
sound
before.
And it always works. It's not like Dadaism, where they're just hoping for the best. This is all figured out prior in advance, correct?
Well, thank you. That's great. Yeah. I try, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I like, you know, if you have to... To have a main word for me is deconstruction for me.
In the deconstruction.
Sense of, in the sense of like, I don't like to take anything for granted, you know.
Right.
So, when somebody say, oh, look, this is an instrument, and then that's the way you play it, and that's the way you have to, you know. So, the music that you have to do for certain things already embedded in the instruments. Of course,
it's
you
true,
can
yeah.
have a lot of creativity and go on and do stuff with that. Yeah. But
instruments have composers try to write idiosyncratically for them so they fit. But unfortunately, those things that fit very well for the fingers or whatever you're using, the breath, are things that have been written for the instruments already by the great masters.
That's right.
So you're trying to extend the techniques. You do it to it's logical but very far out extent where you go. I mean, I do it to a point where people will complain, oh, this is very hard to play, and I'm like, well, go and learn it and you'll figure it out. It's as long as it's workable, but you take it to the next level, and that's really cool. And let's hear one of those pieces.
Yeah, let's hear then a percussion study for guitar.
Percussion studies, yes.
You can play one and two, and you let's go for it. Percussion Studies is a piece for that I call Percussion Studies, but it's for you know, acoustic
a solo
guitar.
Classical guitar. Yes.
Yeah, and I use a lot of percussive techniques because you know all of these things are already used, but the idea is like how can you make the effects and the notes to be one entity, one thing
as
flexible.
Yeah. Cool. Announce it, Charles. Yeah.
Percussion Studies by Artur Campella here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Performed by
Artur Campella himself, if I'm not mistaken.
Dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa! Amazing stuff there. Exoskeleton for solo viola, sort of, by Artur Campello. He was the player on that, of course. And prior to that, we heard his percussion study number one for guitar, also performed by the great Artur Campello, right here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah. And between those two pieces, we had Nocturnus for solo piano, performed by Jenny Lynn. And that's available on the Koch record label. Yeah, that piece, with the viola piece, I had the misfortune of being the page turner for it one day at a concert for the Exoskeleton piece, and I could not follow the score because it was all that stuff you heard is written out, believe it or not.
No, you were good.
Oh, are you kidding me? I messed up. I don't know. I had to look at you for. I actually had to look. You know, you're a page turner musician. Usually, you don't look at the guy nodding his head. You should know where you go. Here, I was looking at Arthur the whole time. When do I turn it?
Yeah. But you know, it was good because I might incorporate you to the guidelines because
for right. Theatrical effect of
exactly.
the lost page turner.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, those were two good examples of pieces where Arthur takes an instrument, like a viola or a guitar, a very conventional instrument, and takes it to the extreme in its the sounds that it could produce. And those were two good examples. And what would you like to do next? I mean, we could do anything.
Yeah,
but
I think that is nice. It's nice for me, at least. I've heard my music a lot, so.
Well, the audience out there.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to go back and forth between styles, because I think that even if I tackle a bossa nova, or if I tackle, for example, as I was telling you guys before, you know, popular music, I always like to work with what it's not expected from
right.
those mediums. So the for example, now it'll be interesting if you can. If you could hear this piece that I did for my band, with my band,
yes,
José is playing too, called Tesão, which is like is a chamber music rock a la Bartok type of piece.
Cool.
Or this, or the ascensorist, the guy who drives the elevator, right?
The what?
It's called
the who.
Well, how do you call the guy who drives the elevator here?
The guy who drives the elevator? Charles Coleman.
You think you're funny.
Yes, I don't know.
Going up, going down.
Zest. Some idea.
No, what is the name of that? All right, well, we'll figure that out during...
If you know the name, here's our question. You want a cake.
The name of the guy is Honestaldo. Honestaldo means honest guy.
Oh.
It's like, but it's a real name in Brazil. Somebody can call...
That's
hey,
a Brazilian
Mr. Honestaldo, come over here. But you say, hey, honest guy, come over here. So it's a name.
I see.
So the guy who drives the elevator, Honestaldo. And it's about his life. I did a micro opera. Using a little, stuff of popular music, and designing scenes since the guy leaves his home up to he gets to work and he kills this woman called Mrs. Valdetti, and they have a dialogue in the middle. So it's a crazy.
I don't know why Miss Valdetti is funny. He kills this woman, Miss Valdetti.
Yeah,
no!
Because she enters the elevator, say, but Mr. Honestaldo, you never, you look at this. It's like, it's a piece of shit. She's a very frustrated person.
Okay, I'd like to hear that. I think the audience out there want to hear that.
Well, let's hear that. What is this again?
What's the name of the piece?
You have to look at the dictionary, the name. O Ascensorista Honestaldo. The guy who drives the elevator. Is it Ascensorist? Is that a name?
I don't know. If you know what this means, please write into Noise Punk and Discord. Care of Arthur Campello. All right, so wait, what's the ensemble in this?
The ensemble is flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, horn, electric guitar, electric bass, percussion, and whatever I don't remember right now.
All right, so let's hear
this. And voice. And actors.
Yeah. And actors. Okay. O Ascensorista. Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Almost there. Ascensorista.
Okay. Ascensorista by Arthur Campello.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you.
Que espreguiça frouxa no colo do Zé. Sacoleja troncha, o corpo ainda quente num colo qualquer. Lá vai o Nestaldo, todo lambuzado. Dizer que é café que fez o estrago. Seu Jairo, dentista, desprazensorista, tomar mais cuidado. Seu Juca, coitado, só pensa no filho que lhe dá trabalho. E Dona Valdete, da língua é difícil. Vai fazer fofoca, tentou o suicídio. E assim o Nestaldo nessa ladainha, de cima pra baixo, de baixo pra cima, a vida não anda nem faz que termina. De cima pra baixo, de baixo pra cima, lá vai o Nestaldo nessa ladainha.
Loteria,
lá vai o Nestaldo, caroço na calça, pensando no corpo da nega estampado na fotografia, notícia daquele jornal.
E o jornal que o Nestaldo trazia em seu colo dizia: Mariazinha foi pra rua, foi pra rinha, ficou sem blusa e calcinha no meio da multidão. Lhe beliscaram, lhe arrancaram todo o dote, parecia mais um bote à deriva em furacão. Um seu Olavo, apiedado da mocinha, fez a cara de compasso e gritava: não, não, não! Mas o poveiro não se havia contentado, muito sexo intercalado pra só uma perdição.
No décimo andar.
Bom dia, seu Nestaldo.
Bom dia, dona Valdete.
Seu Nestaldo, o senhor não limpa mais esse elevador?
Claro que limpio.
Como é que limpia? As paredes todas carcomidas, seu Nestaldo.
Mas eu falei...
A campainha sem funcionar.
Mas, dona Valdete,
meu Deus do céu, que...
Eu falei ontem que eu fiz o prédio, não, dona Valdete. Ela
parece muito com aquele pretinho marginalzinho que matou o menino tijucano dentro de lotação agora mesmo com esse desenho.
Mas que é isso, dona Valdete? A senhora tá me faltando a respeito.
Calma, seu Nestaldo. Aliás, sua filha morando lá onde mora, seu Nestaldo, se arrumar um empreguinho, dá sem vergonha isso dá certo.
Ei, dona Valdete, pelo amor de Deus, eu sou empregado nesse emprego há 25 anos, 9 anos e 9 meses eu trabalho duro, dona Valdete.
Quem tá me faltando com respeito aqui é o senhor. Quanta arrogância! O senhor é mesmo um esquizoide!
Velha!
Cabaú!
Meleca!
Checa!
Mucosa!
Ah!
Vagabunda!
Vagabundo! E eu vou eu mesma pessoalmente dar queixa ao síndico do prédio! Eu não me chamo!
Dona Valdete!
Que isso, senhor?
Mas para que tu se arrepende, coisa caduca!
Seu Nestaldo, larga essa arma, seu Nestaldo! Mas pra que essa arma, seu Nestaldo?
Agora!
Mas, seu Nestaldo!
Agora!
A porta de emergência não, seu Nestaldo! Seu Nestaldo, me larga, seu Nestaldo! Pelo amor de Deus!
Boa noite. A TV Complexo de Fato acompanha todos os acontecimentos do caso Onestaldo. A perícia não chegou a nenhuma conclusão com relação à porta de emergência do elevador escancarada, causando o lamentável acidente. Para a senhora, foi desleixo da companhia de manutenção ou crime de fato?
Eu acho que foi uma torpe negligência da firma Ladainha Strudel.
Tô acompanhando muito não, culpa do elevador.
E atenção! Onestaldo foi julgado inocente e nesse momento é carregado nos ombros pela multidão.
Inocente.
Sacanagem.
Onestaldo vivendo de enorme salário, mulher, três filhos conforme. Onestaldo trabalhando sempre como ascensorista de um prédio no centro.
Oh, ascensorista by our guest, Artur Campella, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Great mini opera, shall we say. Incredible.
Yes, that was crazy, man. That was sweet. I'm, like, still recovering. Though I think I heard this long ago when we first met. You played me. You had a record of it, right?
Yes,
like,
yes,
with
yes,
a crazy
yes.
cover. Yeah. I remember hearing this. Yeah, I was just, like, reliving this. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
this was great.
This is in CD, and I want to have... this reissued.
Oh yeah, it's great.
In Brazil.
You should, man. And Jose was playing bass in it.
Yeah, I was playing bass.
Otherwise known as Joe.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And it was fun. Was fun.
And there was a lot of instruments there, but we don't remember their names, do we? Or maybe we do.
A lot of instruments, yeah.
Some guys.
Guilherme Molin was the flute player. He actually plays with José a band. We have the name.
A punk drummer. Do you remember? Zamana. No, Zamana, the punk drummer.
Punk drummer.
Yeah.
But in the recording was Damaso Cerruti, which is an Argentinian who does solo but the trolo drums.
Oh, okay.
He's a very, very amazing guy.
So this was recorded in Brazil.
In a studio called Transamerica.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's time. I think we're leading up to the time of live performance.
He said live performance.
Do you guys, what are you going to play for us? Talk a little about it, and then let's jam it.
Yeah, you know, if we manage here, we can play this place called Copacabana.
At Noise Punk Studios.
Yes.
If we could manage at Noise Punk Studios.
It's a massive studio here, I tell you.
No, it is. It is amazing.
Yeah, my God.
Amazing. Yeah.
We have beer.
Beer!
Yeah. Russian beer.
Russian beer!
Well,
okay.
Pravoslavnye. All
right, so let's do it, okay?
So,
what's the name of the piece?
The piece called Copacabana. Copacabana is my borough, like, you know, now is my is Upper West Side.
Right.
My hood, my hood.
Not to be confused with Barry Manilow's Copacabana.
Copacabana.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl.
Are you playing Copacabana for us? That's going to be great.
All right,
Charles,
look at you. Okay. And that's, it's recording, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play a piece called...
Copacabana.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Copacabana.
All right, it took you a few minutes, you dumb moron.
I thought you were just making fun of him.
No, you see, it's called subtlety and humor. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, you moron.
Arthur Capella guitar, Jose Mora. Mora?
Mora.
Mora.
And the bass
and computer.
Repara a onda do mar, batendo contra o tambor, entrando a rítmica do sal, a rítmica da dor. Copacabana, 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 Copacabana. E deixe as mãos nas janelas, as prostitutas de barro, incandescentes as coxas das góias donzelas. Com a branca grama.
preta grama, com a branca grama. Revistas, buços e beijos.
Yeah!
Yeah! More!
Copacabana by Artur Campella here on Noise Punk and Das Crew.
With Jose, what's your last name? Moran and Artur Campella.
Known as Joe. At least in this room.
One more song!
Yeah.
here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, live, that's what I'm talking about.
And to think we didn't have to pay for that. Right, Gene?
You're going to have to pay for the Charles.
Yes, sir.
You know what Arthur requires after each performance.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, he's bigger than me.
Give him the mic. So, that was...
The beer was okay. Hmm?
The beer was... the beer was a good payment.
Yeah.
That was live in Noise Punk and Das Crooner Studios. Arthur Capella on guitar and voice.
We are honored, needless to say.
Jose Moran on bass, and on the first piece, we had a computer playback, a little MIDI, action for yous out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And that was 7-4, the first one I saw.
Yes.
What was the second one in?
It was normal, 4-4.
That's not normal for our tour.
It's certainly more sophisticated than At the Copacabana.
That's Charles' favorite song.
Just for now.
The bar he goes to.
Okay, Julian, did you like it? It's one of my sons.
Oh, it's your son. What are you gonna play? Okay, let's close out the show. You're gonna play something for your son, which is his favorite of your orchestral pieces or chamber orchestra, whatever.
Oh my God, he just saw one, the Anthropophagie. He went to Germany with me.
Yeah.
And he saw the debut. The problem is that I have the thing in a tape.
Well, we'll have to play that one in another.
Yeah. But
do you have any?
Let's play. Let's think.
What's the ending piece?
The big end.
The big end?
The big end.
Tizon is I have other chamber and stuff, but this one is a fun one. Is a kind of rock a la Bartok. Tizon is also is a Tizon. Man and a woman, mm-hmm. You know, making love in a Volkswagen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is very uncomfortable, but it's very can be very sensual.
It depends who's on top.
All right.
Actually, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
That's how Charles is going to conceive his children, except it's going to be with a Volkswagen.
You think you're so funny, you arrogant bastard.
All right, announce the piece. It's called The Sour.
Here,
for the ensemble? Just men?
Everything is.
Chamber orchestra?
Yes, chamber orchestra.
Chamber orchestra?
And bass player is Jose here.
Oh!
Otherwise known as Joe!
Joe! Here on
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Se só pinta quando e onde não. Descendo a grana curta é fome tanta. Um lance é mela, mela no fuscão.
Ai, não, calma, porque é bem difícil. Pra ter que sonega o imposto do tesão. Ai, filhada, para, para.
Rachar no breu de um fusca no orifício.
Enquanto o fruto se falou na contramão.
Rachar no breu de um fusca no orifício.
Você trouxe um troço.
Preservativo.
Coloca pela boca. Ai, não, calma, porque é bem difícil. Pra quem se nega o imposto do tesão.
É pra tu colaborar?
Colega, tá me achando com cara de escravizaura?
Guarda aí, abotoa.
Tira a mão da minha boca. Tira o joelho da minha boca.
Tanto eu avancei que tu vá. Mas se só finta quando e onde não. Descendo a grana curta a fome tanta. O vamos é mela, mela no fuscão.
Ai não, calma, que é bem difícil. Pra quem só nega o imposto do tesão. Achar no breu de um fuscão no orifício. E quando fuscas de farol na contramão.
Depois, tchau baby. Que até sábado que vem, maybe, faremos este amar tão exercício. Ao som de um chamado, mais vinho se não der um guaraná. Amando totalmente incomodados, um ritmo de amor de pressa.
Thank you.
O lance é mela, mela no fuscão.
Ai, droga, calma bem que é bem difícil pra quem só nega o imposto do tesão. Para, bilhaca, bilhaca, para.
Achar no breu de um fusca um orifício
enquanto fuscas de farol na contramão.
Depois, tchau, baby, que até sábado que vem, maybe, faremos este amartão exercício ao som de Xanadu, mais vindo se não der um Guaraná. Amando totalmente incomodados no ritmo de um amor depressa.
Oh, I gotta catch my breath there. Tezao by our guest Artur Campella here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. That was a group for, well, for a various ensemble, including Joe!
Joe!
Yeah.
And what does the title mean?
Do you want to tell? Yeah, what does Tezao mean?
What do you think it means?
I think it means a female's anatomy.
No. Awkward silent party of four.
No. Tezão means hard on.
Oh, that was close.
So it's a male's. You're not that close.
I am close. If
actually,
I'm talking about
a woman, also a woman also can feel is a feeling. Feel tezão. It's like is the feeling.
Oh,
the sensual feeling.
So it has nothing to do with Charles. Because a woman can't feel.
And on that happy note, I guess this is our sign-off time.
Well, I'd like to thank Arthur and Joe!
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
For being on our show, and we enjoyed the music, and we definitely enjoyed your performance.
Yes.
And come back again.
We love you guys. You guys kick ass. Thank you very much.
It's my honor to be here in front of the two New York greatest here. My friends and my great composers here, you know. You guys are stars.
Okay, we got $50 right here. Here you go.
Here's $50. Thank you very much.
You know, because you're my friends, I have to do this.
You have to do this.
Hey! Oh,
here comes the theme music!
And I'll do it
right
for
on
Noise,
time.
Noise Punk and Das Kruner. What can I say, but until next time,
Noise to you!
Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Noise Punk. Noise punk and the screw up. Noise punk and the screw up. Noise punk and the screw up.